Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of the month, and we got a big show for you. My first guest hasn't been with us in a long time, a dear friend. Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers will be joining us. Love when he's here. Sheila E. has got a show that's coming out in its third season. She'll be here to talk about it. We're going to be talking about PAD with Dr. Jeffrey Barnes. The next hour, Michael Starr is going to be talking about his book that he wrote about William Shatner. Of course, this past week, Bill Shatner was not only the first actor to go up in space, but he was the first man of 90 years old to do it. Ed Meyer from Ripley's Believe It or Not will be joining us. Singer Leanne Rimes will be here. And October is Pasta Month. We'll be talking to Chef Rosario Del Nero. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
What did it sound like? It
sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you said naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignored it.
I don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it. I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. A lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it or did you not? I'm touched.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
How did you know it was the third time that you only heard it once?
I counted backwards from the first two times I didn't.
I never get tired of listening to the Smothers Brothers. They are fabulous. And I'm proud that both of them I can call my friends. I'm always glad when we talk to the Smothers family, and they are the nicest guys in the world. Joining us right now from the team of the Smothers Brothers is Dick Smothers. Hi, Dick. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm so excited that you are on a major tour here for the next few months, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we're sort of like cats. Now, either running crazy or you're sleeping.
Yes.
Or you're eating. You know, we run around for a spasm or two. You know, it may take a couple of months, and then I go back to Sarasota where I live. And
yeah.
Sort of really, that's my nurturing and re-energizing place. I just love it.
Our mutual friend Bobby Vinton lives over in that area. He loves Sarasota.
Oh, Florida has, it's a little bit like California as far as the diversity.
Yes.
it's a different diversity, but you could be up in Jacksonville or down in the Keys, or you could be in the Panhandle, or you could be in the Gulf States, or all the way over, you know, the South Beach and wear black and white and get very tall.
Yeah, get very tall.
I felt very short. I went to a club when I was living in Wellington, West Palm, with some guys, and I'm short, and the guys hadn't even shown up. It was early, because I go out early. It was all the models.
Oh.
All the models. You know, we had three different decades of guys in this car, and felt very out of place. I like the West Coast of Florida.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I'm Italian, so I know what it's like to be just a tad shorter than everybody else in the room.
Florida is just darn amazing. I've gotten so familiar with it. Actually, my sister's lived in Sarasota for about 20 years. She works at the dog track. And she does administrative there, and she really loves it. And when there's a power outage, she's a backup rabbit for the Greyhounds. She's 67, so she never wins, but they give her a 10-yard, and it's a legal race, you know. She got all these muzzle marks on her butt from these dogs trying to stop. They never, you know, they don't learn they're going to close at that rapid of a space.
No, I know that.
But Sherry likes to bench. Sister Sherry likes to be used and stuff.
That's a good job for her then, too. You know,
it's not muzzle marks on her body. It's not cellulite. It's muscle marks.
It's muscle marks. I think that's an excuse that a lot of women can use now. They just say, they're not cellulite marks. They're just muzzle marks.
You know, by the way, I'm saying this 2,500 miles away from my sister.
Well, of course. But you have to come back sometime. You have to go home sometime, Dick.
Oh, yeah, but she's getting up there. She will not remember.
Well, we have a great affiliate down in that area, so I'm sure they're going to hear this show.
Oh, yeah.
You and your brother are class acts. I remember we were playing at Harvey's in Lake Tahoe, and we were doing our show across the street from Harrah's, where you guys were playing, and we had, I think, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night and Judy Tenuta, and you guys were gracious enough to walk across the street, do the show with me in the lobby, and then that night we came over and saw you. Your comedy never grows stale. I mean, it's always timely. It's always good. And, you know, you took a big beating back in the late 60s with CBS television, but you came back bigger and bigger, and 59 was your first personal appearance, February 1959. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable we're still out there doing it. And we've just completed our 50th year. We're in our 51st year.
Wow.
And, you know, if you live long enough, everybody, I don't care who you are, you get your hard knocks.
Yep.
And you come out of them. And you come out of them either whole or angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always come out of anything that's happened with a lot of gratitude, because we are so blessed to be in this business. It's something that we love to do. And if you could spend your life doing something you love to do, then you're a winner.
Yes.
You are. I don't care what it is. We never were particularly angry. Things happen because they happen. And we happen to be born at the right time so that our show, our television career in the mid-late 60s was at a time that was a very divisive and it was like one of the years that defined what America is.
Mm-hmm.
68, man. And we didn't pick it. We just happened to be dropped in there by fate.
Boy, that's right. And that was one of the years that really changed history in the 20th century. There is no question about it. What I really am excited about, that Time Life has released the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the best of season 3, as a 4-DVD box set. When you go back and you watch the material, okay, it's talking about a different war. It's talking about a different economy. It's talking about everything that is different, but it isn't. It applies to today.
Well, that's the thing. Tommy has a little joke about that. He says it's great. We have to study history so we could repeat the same mistakes with the same results.
Amen. Absolutely.
And he seemed to do that. I mean, but it's not just us. I love our country, and but I think it's a people thing. England lost us, you know, with the Tea Party and that. They lost India with the salt things. You know, you keep repeating it. You know, if you're really a fat cat in the Industrial Revolution, you get to be a fat cat, and people start thinking outside the box, and you lose your position.
Mm-hmm.
And America's always got to, I think, any country, you know, I just love the history books, like the songs we're reading about John Adams.
Oh, yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln, I love Abraham Lincoln. What a genius.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. If we just keep trying to re-energize ourselves with the pride that is our genealogy and our history, and keep reinventing ourselves to the original purpose of this country.
Yeah.
And I know every time a liberal thinks he's fixed something, a conservative thinks they've broke it. That's always been. Remember the loyalists?
Yes,
loyalists.
Sure.
They said, hey, man, you guys are kidding treason. You're going to be hung. You're going to be shot.
Isn't that amazing?
And then there's the other part that says, no, they have no right to do what they're doing. So if we could only, if we could get together and say, hey, the common good now is a time where the whole world is going to have, it's going to, I have no idea what the world's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hope it's great, but we got all pulled together.
And all this bickering over small stuff. You know, I look down all of the awards that you guys have accumulated. I'm just going to go on the short list here.
You're embarrassing me here. We haven't really got that much.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. Now, being in the broadcasting entertainment business, the fact that the Museum of Television and Radio produced a retrospective and seminar on your work, the fact that you got the George Carlin Freedom of Expression Award, the fact that you got the Boston Comedy Festival Lifetime Achievement Award, honorary doctorate degrees from San Jose State University. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Now, everybody who's listening, I want to mention a few cities here. Dick is now in Laughlin, Nevada, right?
Yeah, Laughlin.
Then goes to La Mirada, California. Then to Denver, Colorado. Beaver Creek, Colorado. Then he's going to be here in Orlando, Florida. They both are. That's why they call them the Smothers Brothers. Then Fort Pierce on the 21st in Riverside, Iowa.
You're getting me tired.
I wish I was back in Buffalo on 25th because you're going to be with the symphony up there.
Oh, yeah. We love to do the symphony. Well, I tell you, we had one of the thrills in recent history of us. We just did 3 days at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, who's my youngest daughter, who's just going to graduate from NYU, she came down from New York, and her mother lives in D.C. She's married, actually. Her stepdad is Chris Wallace.
So your ex-wife is married to Chris Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she goes from comedy to serious news, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. And actually, Chris Wallace's mother, Kathy, she married, she had two husbands, Mike, and the other one created CBS News.
Really?
Yeah, on the radio. And so she comes with good stock. And I got to tell you, we used to be on the road when I married Lorraine about 250 days a year. And that was, that's not smart to marry a 27-year-old and go on like that. So, you know, you can't be a good dad and be gone.
Right.
And so actually they went to a real stable family. And anyway, Lorraine and my daughter came to see the show. And it was just really fun sitting up at the rooftop restaurant of the Kennedy Center, having a nice civilized dinner with my ex-wife.
Wow.
And my daughter. I'm so proud of her. And then doing a show, you know. And that, those are some of the benefits. But like anybody out in your listening audience who is a traveling person, be they athlete, salesperson, military, or whatever, there's a cost and a benefit of all those kinds of jobs.
I, for many years, was a singer, and when they really wanted to put me on like a couple hundred days a year, I said, geez, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah. You got to really want it bad and burning in your stomach, because you're right, it is a tough, tough deal out there.
Yeah, and you affect your family.
Boy, that is absolutely correct. Dick, we're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come right back with another segment with our special guest and friend, Dick Smothers. Check out their website, smothersbrothers.com. And Dick Smothers and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Just let me say this to all of you here tonight. I know a lot of you in this wonderful symphony hall are members of families, or even know people who are members of families.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom, and
why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
You always picked on me. You and mom, you and my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why...
never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
Sure she liked me best. Why not? I never knew mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah,
man.
That is such a classic bit by the fabulous Smothers Brothers. Joining us for yet another segment is our friend Dick Smothers.
A lot of people will ask me, they'll say, when you interview the Smothers Brothers, and I know you've interviewed both of them. I said, I've interviewed both of them at the same time, and each individually, they said, which one do you like the best? And I said, you know, that's the same problem their mother had.
Yeah. So we're so similar and so different.
Oh, there's no doubt. I have two brothers, and that's the same way. My wife said to me the other day, were your brothers adopted? Because I can't believe it came from the same family.
Yeah, you know, the real reason that we're still working is Tommy's just the comedic genius, but there's a lot of other things that are in the soup or the stew of what makes us, and I'm a perfect straight man for him.
Yeah.
And every comedy team that had any longevity had absolutely the right straight man.
Yep.
George and Gracie, Abbott Costello, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Dan Rowan was a fantastic straight man.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean they're a great straight man for everybody.
No. Sometimes it's tough, as my pal Ed McMahon would always say, tough to come up with a snapper. Because, you know, that's the job of the comedic end of it. Now, I know you're playing a lot of cities, but when you play Orlando, is the yo-yo man coming with you?
Yes, he comes.
Okay.
Sometimes he, you know, the yo-yo man, when I want people to know, when they see the yo-yo man, when you're in a state of yo, that's not a state of perfection. There's no state of perfection in our family, and I don't think anyone out there who's listening. And that's not, you know, God made us perfect, and then he says, okay, you're all perfect, now I want you to start improving yourself.
That's right.
So it's like going to Starbucks and saying tall is the short.
That's right.
You know, the shortest coffee at Starbucks is tall. Now, wait a minute. How can, then what's shorter than the tall? They do make a short, by the way.
Well, it's like the Biggest Loser on television. You know, I was interviewing...
The Biggest Loser, oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron, jumbo shrimp, you know.
I'll tell you a thing on that. When we first started in San Francisco at the Purple Onion in 1959,
wow.
We were at the bottom of the act, the bill, of course, and they have a lot of tour buses in San Francisco, and sometimes we would do four or five shows. Well, after we'd been there about 3 months, they brought back Phyllis Diller, who had made her start there, and she was the big headliner, and we'd shared a dressing room with her and another act that was about arms width wide by about 12 feet. We're all hung up there. She'd have her little... Anyway, we've changed. Stuff was very intimate. And she was always looking at us and trying to tell us to try, go out and stretch for something. You know, really go for it. And she said, you guys have this bit about a chicken, you know. Dickie got a dog, you got a chicken. That's funny. She says, but you know what would be funny is a killer chicken. You had a killer chicken. And then we found out Sunshine Boys, who saw that movie.
Sure.
They were saying, K's are funny. Anything with a K is funny.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
chicken sounds like a K. It doesn't matter. It's a C. Who cares?
Okay.
K. And so it's a killer chicken, oxymoron, a coward killer.
You got to be really hot to be able to follow that or to be able to remember that.
But she stimulated us on to, because we create our bits over months and months, because every time the audience laughs at something else, Tommy, something else comes out of his mouth. So the thing that I was mom's favorite started just with that.
Yeah.
Mom liked me best. That was it. And I used to put him down. And then Tom slowly got into the things that he didn't get to do, and I got to do the things I had he didn't. And so when she said killer chicken, well, within a few months, Tommy's chicken, that chicken grew into a 40-pound killer chicken. We have so much fun embellishing and embellishing. And someone said early on, be yourself. Or if you're a writer, write what you know. And if you're a comedian, talk about what you know. It's family stuff. And Richard Pryor exaggerated his ethnic New York things, you know, with amazingly good, right? Well, Tommy and I came with the thing. We grew up with Grandma. We had a pet chicken. Actually, we did. When she died, that chicken was beef jerky.
I know.
It was an old chicken. And it wasn't 40 pounds, and it didn't kill my dog. My grandpa ran over the dog by accident. The chicken had nothing to do with it.
The chicken was innocent.
Yeah, and we didn't have much, so Tommy said, you got a scooter? And I said, I gave you my scooter. He said, yeah, but it didn't have any wheels. I had to drag your scooter. You know, so, you know, I don't care what ethnic you are or type, you get Italian or just social economic levels, you take what you know and the brother thing, everybody can relate.
That's right.
Even a single child could relate to mom liking something better.
Yep.
The dog, the cat,
Her husband.
Milkman, whatever.
Yeah. Everything needs a hook. And you guys came upon the hook.
Yeah, and that was a blessing. Yeah.
Your comedy team has lasted longer than any of those you mentioned.
Because we have nowhere else to go. We have gotten job applications everywhere.
That's when I asked Milton Berle one time. I said, would you ever retire? He said, to what? Now, you have a website, right? Is it smothersbrothers.com?
That's right.
If people go to that, they can get, if they missed me earlier, all the locations that this tour is taking Tom and Dick to.
And also, if they don't want to buy our DVD through Amazon or whatever, they could get it through there. And I'd take to tell somebody, you know, it's so nice you to mention the DVD, but if they got on Amazon.com, you know, and picked and selected it and said, look at some of the reviews and stuff, they're really great. It's not just the shows, it's that bonus material.
Yes.
With it.
Yes.
The paper trail of the memos. The
yes.
With the vice president of CBS, and the guy who hired us, and the people who fired us, and some of the stars and writers. I mean, there's a whole thing. Oh, and there's also, I think, a bonus DVD of Pat Paulson's run for president.
Oh, see, I love those bonus things that you get on the CD that you can't get with a normal VHS when that was in vogue. You know,
By the way, you know, we do a little video, a little short video during the show. I think everybody does. It's been around a while. But ours is... And I narrate most of it. Anyway, Pat Paulson, we have a little thing. He's one of the guys. And he does a little tirade on there from way back over 40 years ago.
Oh.
That will blow your mind because it is so relevant. You're saying, you know, times repeat themselves all the time.
Yes.
And then Pat's is really cool.
That's what I urge everybody to do is go to smothersbrothers.com, pick up the DVD, great, great memories, and check the website to see where they're going to be playing. And I guarantee you, if you go to their concert, two things will happen. First of all, you can take the entire family, and the second thing, you'll go out with a busted gut laughing so hard. They're terrific. Dick, we're going to see you in Orlando on the 20th then, right?
Okay, Ron, I hope so.
Always nice talking to you. Give Tom my best, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Hey, great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Smothers from the great team of the Smothers Brothers. They're going to be all over the country. In fact, they're on tour right now. So check it out and see where they're going to be on their website, smothersbrothers.com.
Hey, great talking to you. Always great talking to you. You're just wonderful. You stimulate a lot of thought, you know, in the conversation.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Dick. And both you and your brother know how I feel about you guys. Dick Smothers from the fabulous Smothers Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden and the National Fraternal Order of Police honoring fallen officers today, those who died in the line of duty. President Biden expressing the dedication of these officers and suggesting what their loved ones have to endure.
How long have you had to stand and wait and wonder when you heard something on the news or saw it on television? Thousands and thousands American families stand and wait so their husbands, their wives, their fathers, their mothers, sons and daughters can serve the rest of us.
Fraternal Order of Police officials say it is very important to remember loved ones of officers killed in the line of duty who must still live with those losses. Former President Obama is on his way overseas to attend a climate summit in Scotland. It's going to start on the 31st. President Biden will be joining that event as well. And this is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
across the USA and around the world and on Armed Forces Radio. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And our next guest is no stranger to our show. She's been a friend of the show for many, many years. And I remember the first time I saw her in concert back in the early 80s. I'll tell you about that when we bring our guest on, who's a great percussionist, singer, and author, and actress, all around full package, Sheila E. Hi, Sheila. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron. It's nice to be here.
It's always nice chatting with you. I enjoy it very much. And let me tell you, the first time I saw you perform, I owned a radio station up in Pennsylvania, and we had a concert at the Buffalo Civic Arena, and you were the opening act for Prince. And they had placed me right in the first row in this 17,000-seat venue, like about 10 feet away from you. And I got to tell you, you stole the show. You were sensational.
Oh, thank you so much.
I told everybody I was with, I said, this young lady has got to be the best thing out there. Boy, unbelievable. Well, let's, first of all, before we start talking about your tremendous career, let's talk about the fact that the third season of The Family Business, Carl Weber's The Family Business, is premiering on BET. And this show has taken off. I love it. It's kind of a crime story, if you will, now in its third season.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be a part of this Carl Weber's series of books. And this is his number one book right now, The Family Business. And, yeah, I'm a part of this incredible story. It is crime. It is a little dark. It's drama. I'm excited. My character's name is Maude, and my younger brother, his name is, my brother's name is Sebastian, and he's a club promoter. And we're based out of Miami. I have a beautiful spa salon, and there's product that's being moved in and out of Miami, and I know the good people, and I know a lot of the bad people, and they know me as well. And some product comes through Miami, I get a hold of it, and things kind of turn bad, and my brother Sebastian has to find out where did I get the product from.
This season in The Family Duncans, there's a lot of new exciting characters, is there not?
Yes, there's every season from what I hear, they've been bringing in more people, more cast, and I've only met a few people in the cast right now, because when I filmed my portion of it, I didn't get to meet a lot of the main characters. Valerie Pickford, I do know. I've known her for a very long time. I haven't seen her, but it's interesting because yesterday we were doing Entertainment Tonight, and it's the first time I've met Ernie Hudson, so I was excited because I'm a fan, and I was able to meet him for the first time on a television show that we were doing together to promote the show. But, yeah, a lot of great cast. The all-star cast, and it really is exciting for them to allow me to be a part of this amazing show.
Gina, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. With all the excitement that it is for a performer on stage, the charisma of the audience, the excitement of the audience, the instant reaction to the performance, the adulation, compared to making a television show or a movie where it is a different kind of artistic ability and a different kind of reaction because, you know, you're basically have no audience. You have a bunch of people that are walking around, and there's a lot of waiting when it comes to that. How does that make you feel? Because you're full of excitement when you're on stage.
Well, I have to say that there's one thing that's similar to performing and then doing this television show. One is I still had the butterflies. I was so nervous. I was excited. I was waiting to do this. It was like, okay, this is a new song. I have to learn the lyrics. Like, my songs that I write, I even forget my own lyrics. Like, I have to do cheat sheets to sometimes remember a new song. I had to treat it as such. You do have an audience in a sense because, you know, once you do what you're doing, and after you're done, it's like they're going to clap and go, all right, that was great, cut. Or they're going to go, we should do it one more time. So it is a little bit different, but you're still performing in a sense. And again, this is new territory for me. So, you know, I was extremely nervous, excited but nervous.
I got to tell you something. I can understand being nervous, but don't worry about it because it's coming off great. It really is.
Uh-huh. And
from a family of musicians, I can relate to that because I am too, but not at the level that your family was at. I got interested in music at 3, and your first public performance was at 5 years old with your father. You were influenced by him, your uncles, and your godfather was Tito Puente. Boy, I tell you something, what a bunch of great teachers you had.
Yes, to be able to be in a family, growing up in a family that very musical, my dad practicing every day, jam sessions on the weekends. Sometimes his band would rehearse in the middle of the living room. I mean, being surrounded by music and then being born and raised in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, the music scene there was just incredible. You know, you had Santana, Grateful Dead, Jefferson, Starship, Jefferson, Airplane, you know, Tower Power, Pointer Sisters, the list goes on, Sly and the Family Stone, and then my dad, Latin jazz band, and then having other artists come from New York, like Tito Puente and Mongo Santa Maria, Eddie Palmieri. It's incredible.
What great names, man. I tell you something. Think the secret to this business you have captured, and that is diversify. Because a lot of people don't. A lot of people can't diversify. You know, if they're a great singer, they can't write a book or they can't act. You know, there are exceptions, of course, to the rule, Elvis Presley being one, although I don't think he ever wrote a book. In fact, I know he never wrote a book. But the fact of the matter is that you are so diversified that you have never stopped working at all, ever. And the amazing... Well, I think that's fantastic. That's great. I'm sure a million people ask you this. But back in the days that I just mentioned to you about being the opening act for Prince, was Prince ever concerned that you could outshine him? That's a real concern about artists who have such a great opening act as you were. You were phenomenal.
I don't think that he was ever concerned. I mean, it was the point of he was watching me. I, again, met him in 77, 78, so we grew up together. And the first time I introduced him to Latin jazz music was my dad's band. And I said, look, our whole family plays. Come and check us out. He came to the show, and he's just like, what the heck? You guys are insane. Like, this is crazy. Like, where did you come from? That's what he kept saying. Where did you guys come from? And I'm like, but we grew up in that environment of music, you know, and so for us to perform, and especially our whole family, for him to see what we did live, I mean, he was a fan, you know, and he loved it.
That's great. That's good to hear. That's a real sign of a professional, too. The name of her memoir is The Beat of My Own Drum. I love that. It's so good. And, of course, setting for the third season, I think it's tonight, actually, the third season of Carl Weber's The Family Business, which is on BET. And are you going to do some more touring here now that this pandemic is kind of behind us or hopefully behind us?
I know. We started doing dates already.
Good.
We're playing shows already, so I do have a couple of more shows before the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, it's been great to play live music again. We still have to be careful. We're still wearing our masks and doing all the things that we need to do to stay safe so that we can continue to try to move to whatever our new normal is. But it's been great. And also, my dad just finished, again, he has a new album out. He's 86, and I love that he's still doing his thing as well. And I have a new salsa single that's going to come out. First time I'm ever doing salsa, so I'm excited about that. That's coming out in November. And my dad and I made history this year. We are receiving Lifetime Achievement Award from the Latin Grammys in November. First time two people with the same name, and first time father and daughter. So a lot of great things are happening this year, and we're excited about all the things that are going on.
Sheila, I couldn't be happier for you and your family because you deserve it. You're terrific talents, all of you. And any time you want to come back, Sheila, there's always a door open for you and a microphone available because we always enjoy when you're here. And we love to talk to you after the first of the year and maybe find out some of the dates that you're playing across the country. Is that possible?
That would be great, Ron. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Sheila. Stay safe. Have a great holiday season. We look forward to your return, okay?
Thank you so much.
Our very special guest is one talented lady. As we said before, percussionist, singer, author, actress. She does it all. Sheila E. And boy, if you get a chance to see her in concert, do it. She is out of sight. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. When I saw this come across my desk the other day, I said, we need to get the good doctor on because this is something that, I'd be candid with you, I've never heard of it before, and it's very, very serious. And joining us right now is Dr. Jeffrey Barnes from the University of Michigan's Frankel Cardiovascular Center, talking about PAD, peripheral artery disease. Doctor, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Hey, Ron, thanks so much for having me.
I don't want to sound as if I'm out in left field someplace. I've heard of artery disease, but I've never heard of this. This is really very, very serious. If you have this, you have a risk of a heart attack, stroke, even losing a limb. Tell us about peripheral artery disease, PAD, as they call it.
You know, Ron, many people have not heard about PAD, so this is a pretty common situation. PAD, or peripheral artery disease, it's a chronic condition of the blood vessels, primarily the arteries, that go down to your leg. Over time, they can build up with cholesterol, and those blood vessels get narrowed. It makes it harder for the blood to pump down to your leg, which means you can't get the oxygen and other good nutrients that you need going down to those muscles in your leg or even down to your feet. It's a really common condition. We actually think about 20 million Americans have PAD, but less than half of them are aware of it. It's largely undiagnosed. That's particularly true in certain groups like Black Americans, where there's a higher risk of PAD, but it tends to get diagnosed much later, and therefore they're at much higher risk of complication, things like amputation.
What are the symptoms of this?
Well, the classic story that people will tell is that their legs begin hurting. They ache or they have pain whenever they walk or exercise, but then it gets better with rest. Yet I find many patients will also describe things like numbness and tingling. They might use that term pins and needles in their feet or in their legs. Sometimes they come in and they show me a sore or a wound on their toe or on their foot that just isn't healing. But honestly, one of the most common stories I hear is grandparents who say they just can't keep up with their grandkids. The kids want to run around and play, but the grandparents find that their legs are too achy or too tired or they feel heavy, and that's one of their biggest concerns. It's especially true if people are at risk for PAD. I'm thinking here about people with high blood pressure, people with diabetes, and importantly, people who have ever smoked, because we know that smoking is one of the biggest risk factors for developing PAD.
I've talked to a doctor recently because there's someone in my family that has, in the morning, swollen feet. Maybe even at the end of the day more so. They said, when you sleep at night, sleep with your feet elevated. This is a common thing, this I was told, because what it does is, the, you know, as you mentioned, the blood vessels going down to the legs and then returning when you're resting aren't as good as you grow older. But could that be PAD?
You know, this is a really common question that I get. Usually when people have swelling of their legs, especially late in the day, it's a problem with the veins. Those are the vessels that bring blood from the feet back up to the heart.
Right.
PAD affects the arteries, the blood vessels that bring blood down to the feet. So it's less common to get swelling with PAD, but sometimes people will present that way. So it's a great way to talk to your doctor, ask them these questions, and get it checked out.
How do you get it checked out? What is the procedure to find out if you have it?
Well, the first thing I tell people is the next time you go into your doctor's office, especially if it's your primary care doc, your family doc, maybe it's a diabetes or a heart doc that you see, take off your shoes, take off your socks, show them your feet. Let them look at the skin. Let them feel for the pulses in your ankle. That's also a great time to start talking about these different symptoms that you may be having. Because if you're at risk for PAD and they think it might be there, there's some very simple tests that we can do. Simply checking a blood pressure in the ankle is the first way that we go about doing it, and that's how we make the diagnosis. The earlier we can diagnose it, the earlier we can start treatment. Atrial fibrillation is a condition where the heart's rhythm gets out of whack.
Right.
So it tends to be different than a problem with the blood vessels in the legs.
Well, you know, this is a serious thing because, as you have said, this could lead to amputation and death.
You're absolutely right. Thankfully, most people don't require an amputation, but if PAD is untreated and it gets severe, one of our most feared complications. Yet it also puts people at risk for heart attack and stroke. So it's so important that we go ahead and get this diagnosed. We get some of those treatments started so that we can try and prevent the heart attack, the stroke, and help to preserve people's limbs.
Now, the American Heart Association has said that it has reduced extremely the lower extremity amputations by 20% by 2030. That's what they want to do. However, the people who are diagnosed with this have an increase in amputation. That's serious.
You're absolutely right, and I really support that goal by the American Heart Association to reduce the need for amputation. The most important way we can do that is making this diagnosis early. If we are able to identify PAD early, we can get treatment started and we can avoid many, many amputations. But if we put off the diagnosis, if people don't come into their doctor's office and tell them about the symptoms in their legs, if they don't take off their shoes and socks to show us their feet, and so we don't make that diagnosis, that's when people become at higher risk of needing an amputation or having other complications from PAD.
You mentioned this a little earlier. Why is Black Americans at a higher risk of this?
You know, it's a really good question, and we don't have the full answer. One of the things we know is that the risk factors for PAD, things like high blood pressure, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, those are all things that are pretty common in the Black American community. At the same time, I think we as doctors don't always do a good job of making diagnoses early enough in Black Americans. So it's sort of a mix of all those things that come together. So I think we all need to work together as partners to make sure we're identifying this early and getting those treatments started for everyone, but especially for our Black Americans, our Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, people who are at extra risk of PAD and PAD complications.
Doctor, I know you're on a busy schedule. I could talk to you for hours on this, and hopefully one day soon you'll come back and we can do that. But in the interim period, where can we go for more information?
I think that there's a great website that I love to send people to. It's vascularcures.org. Tons of great information about what PAD is. So that way you can be prepared to ask the right questions the next time you go into your doctor's office.
This is so interesting and so important. We really appreciate you being here. Please take my invitation to come back. Our guest has been Dr. Jeffrey Barnes from the University of Michigan's Frankl Cardiovascular Center, talking about PAD, peripheral artery disease. Doctor, thank you for joining us. We look forward to your return.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, Sheila E., and Dr. Jeffrey Barnes. Next hour, Michael Seth Starr will be here to talk about his book about William Shatner. As we mentioned earlier, Bill Shatner went up in space this past Wednesday, so we thought it appropriate to bring Michael on the show and chat about that book that he has written about him. Ed Myers from Ripley's Believe It or Not will be joining us. Country singer and actress Leanne Rimes will be here, and Chef Rosario Del Nero will be talking about October, which is Pasta Month. And that's all next hour with Ron Segi today.